Always in prayer for everything and anything. We should pray for anything. We can ask God's Holy Spirit to give us direction every day of our life. And I like to say, one day at a time is more than I can handle. So we need God's wisdom and grace in our life every second of the day. You know, and He already knows what we're thinking. So we can come into a prayer of agreement with Him and for Him just by saying, Lord, hear my request in Jesus' name. Well, I rambled a little bit today. But what I was thinking about was brokenness. My message for this week at church and both online, which you can listen, is called Broken. You know, brokenness is something that we all have to deal with. We live in a broken world. You know, since sin came into the world, it's become broken. But we have to deal with it. So, you know, you think about horses, wild horses especially. You know, when they capture a wild horse, you know, they have to break it. They have to train it. And then once that brokenness is done, then the horse becomes a pretty good advocate for the rider and for the owner, and they work together on a lot of things. So brokenness can be good. I like to call myself a fixer. Now, sometimes healing broken relationships is hard, but it can also be accomplished. You don't have to necessarily agree with somebody that has the broken relationship why they broke it, but you can agree to disagree and still love. Anyhow, I am rambling again, but I was thinking, what does the Bible say about brokenness, and how can we use the Bible to heal our brokenness? So I found some scriptures, and they all come from the English Standard Version of the Bible. So here we go. Now, there's a lot of them, or quite a few of them, so bear with me. But plant those seeds. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what is some of the verses about brokenness? Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalm 51:17, one of my favorite scripture that I used for the very first revival that I did as a pastor down in Wasissa, Florida. Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Psalm 147:3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, says, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is a contrite and lowly spirit, to receive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. John 12:24, Jesus talking, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Psalm 31:12, I have been forgotten like the one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. 2 Corinthians 1:8-10, for we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction that we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly burdened beyond our means. Now I got to turn the page. I thought I had to turn. Burdened beyond our strength, that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will deliver us again. What a blessed promise, because He does deliver us again and again and again. You know, we serve a God of many chances. In James 4:6, but He gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Boy, that's the most wonderful way to have a brokenness repaired, right? Having faith in Christ. Isaiah 66:2. All these things my hands have made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look. He is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Oh, the fear of the Lord is wisdom. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. Matthew 5, 3 and 4. These are the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 3, 10. As it is written, none is righteous, no, no, not one. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 41:10, fear not. I love this. I sing that song a lot, if you remember, if you listened to me for a while. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. John 14:27. This is a promise that Jesus has given to all of us. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. And he goes on to say that I am with you always until the end of the age of grace. Wow, so many promises in Scripture. You know, the Bible is our owner's manual. The B-I-B-L-E, Believer's Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Well, we have a lot of people on our prayer list, and we always do, and we always lift them up in prayer. I'll come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. Linda Sassine's sister Judy is in need of prayer. My wife Judy's in need of prayer. The good news is her treatments are going well. As most of you know, her cancer came back, and she is in line for a stem cell transplant. So we thank God for that. So many other people that is a member of our church or associated with our church, and we know that we don't need an 800 number. You don't need a preacher. You can learn to talk to God the Father through Jesus Christ for yourself. Now, it's nice to pray for other people. We call it the prayer of intercession, and it's wonderful. But if you haven't taken advantage of your access to the Father through Jesus Christ by talking to him, I would hope and pray that you start out. You know, it's like a little baby babbling. You know, the mama knows. The mama knows what the baby's babbling about. Oh, yeah, I need my diaper changed, mama. And God knows when we babble sometimes because he knows our heart. So with the grace and the love of what Jesus done for us on the cross, breaking that bondage over sin and death, also giving us direct access to the Holy of Holies, don't need a priest, don't need an 800 number. We can go and talk to God the Father ourselves. And when Jesus taught the disciples, when they asked him, Lord, can we do that too? Can we talk to the Father? He says, yep. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray that prayer, Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And a special prayer this week, as we have a special called annual conference. We pray for our denomination. We pray for our leadership. And it's just like any other family situation. We have a broken spirit within our denomination, and we pray that God will give us the wisdom and grace for the healing of our denomination, but also for the ones that don't want to be a part of the denomination anymore, because we are all one in Christ. Amen. Have a good day.